Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hi there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart, and today I will be reading Clean Your House, written by Ray Ellen Sanders. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would send your Spirit to be upon us as we learn from this devotional from Sweet Ray Ellen. Lord, that your words through her would ring out through our lives, that we can take something away from this that would help our mothering, help our families, and help us get closer on our walk with you, Father. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." And that is from John chapter 13, verses 12 through 14. And here is a quote by Elizabeth Elliot. It reads, "Does God ask us to do what is beneath us? This question will never trouble us again if we consider the Lord of heaven taking a towel and washing feet." Clean your house. My husband and I have been studying our Hebraic roots and have been blessed to host the Passover meal for many years. I loved learning all about the symbolism of the ceremonial cedar dinner. One of the things that really struck me was the washing of hands and feet during the celebration. We read in John 13, verse 3 through 17, that Jesus washed his disciples' feet as well. What is so interesting is that the Jews washed to be cleansed of sin in order to partake in the meal. Jesus washes the disciples' feet not only as a ritual, but also as an example of how we are to love one another. We will look deeper into John 13, but first, a little history on Passover. The Lord's Passover is also known as the day of preparation for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is usually the 7 days preceding the resurrection. At the start of Passover, the first day of unleavened bread, Jewish people remove all the leaven from their homes. A search is conducted with a candle to check all the nooks and crannies where leaven might exist. When Peter and John went to make arrangements to secure a place for the Passover meal, they would have removed all the leaven from the upper room. Leaven's definition is a yeast that is added to bread to make it rise. Its action is to ferment or permeate and ultimately modify. In the Bible, it represents sin and is removed from the house so that one can come before the Lord without sin. "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil deeds from my sight." That's from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Purification has always been required before coming into the presence of the Lord. The Old Testament is full of instructions for the priests to ceremonially wash themselves before entering the inner court, known as the Holy of Holies, to commune with God. In fact, Moses had to take off his sandals to be in the Lord's presence. As we all know, sin has the capacity to do the same thing in our lives. Left unrepented, it spreads and grows. We too must clean our houses and come before the Lord with a pure heart. I love this revelation and how it applies to us as Christians. We need to search our hearts during this season and ask the Lord to cleanse us of any unrighteousness as we focus on Christ's sacrificial death, resurrection, and ascension. At the Last Supper, Jesus completes this task prior to the meal by spiritually searching the hearts of his disciples. He finds leaven in Judas. Knowing Judas would betray him, Jesus hands him the piece of bread and commands him to go, purging the leaven from the house and therefore removing sin from the presence of God. As part of the Passover celebration, participants wash their hands and feet before eating. This act of preparation symbolizes removing their evil deeds. When you tell your kids to wash their hands before dinner, you want to keep them from ingesting dirt and getting sick. In the same way, God is telling us to remove sin from our own lives too. Christ shows us through the example of washing the disciples' feet how to serve each other and bear each other's burdens. Jesus tells them, "If I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me." He is saying that you can't walk with him in ministry and be effective if you don't let him wash you. When Peter heard that, he enthusiastically requested that Jesus wash not only his feet, but his hands and his head as well. Jesus simply responds, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean." Once we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are bathed all over and cleansed by his blood once and for all. Blessings and love, Ray Ellen. Here are some questions to ponder. Jesus exhorts us. He says, "For I have given you an example that you should go as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him." So how can we wash each other's feet? Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Here are some faith-filled ideas. Washing someone's feet might mean taking action and helping in another's circumstances. Humbling ourselves in service blesses the person being helped as well as ourselves. It is yet another way we are molded into his image. As mamas, we need community with other sisters in the Lord. Creating relationships requires us to get involved. We can't remain detached. God doesn't want us to just feel sympathy for others, but to exert a willingness to respond. He might want us to weep with those who mourn or help another mom who needs a break. Well-meaning is powerless when comforting others. God often extends healing through the compassion of his people. As the body of Christ, we are called to bear each other's burdens. Ask the Lord to show you who you can love today. I love Ray Ellen's devotional. It is so eye-opening. I personally love hearing things and traditions and rituals that the ancient Jewish culture would have had, and just how they relate to Jesus and what he would have been doing in those times. I think it's so interesting. I really feel that the last part of the faith-filled ideas and the idea of washing others' feet, I'm thinking about my own family and how sometimes they get put on the back burner, and just how our family really needs to be our first ministry. They should be getting the cleanest water, right? They should be the ones that we are washing first. And sometimes as a mom, as we sign up for PTA or carpool or, you know, all these other things in life that we, those are just small examples, but other things in life that we put over our family, it can be hard to put them first. So just keeping in mind that our family should be getting the cleanest water and we should be washing their feet first and showing them the love of Jesus first, because the love that they see through their mother from Jesus is going to be the love that they remember for the rest of their lives. And then you can take that water and continue to wash feet after you have taken care of your family's feet. And taking a deeper look into removing the leaven from our homes. I love the verse from John 13:10 that Ray Ellen has in the devotional. It says, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And sometimes, as a mom, I am trying to teach my children to repent of their own sin, and my sin gets overlooked. And even though I'm a mom and I try really hard to provide a safe space for my family to have to learn about Jesus and his ministry, I can overlook myself. It's very easy. And I know that as a mom, you probably can too. So remember that if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, that you have had the bath. And if you haven't accepted Jesus yet and you're on the fence, there really is no better time than now, because he can make you clean. He will cleanse you by his blood that he has already shed for you. And if you ever have any questions about any of this at all, please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com, and we are always here. Always willing to pray for you and your journey. We do pray for you, Mama, so much every day. And we just love you so much. We are here for you, and we're here for your journey as you journey through this. If you're just getting started, or maybe you're a seasoned Christian mom, either way, like Ray Ellen says in her ideas, that we need a community with other sisters in the Lord. And this is one of those communities. And even though we might be spread out all over the world, we are here for one another. And I would also advise joining our Facebook group if you have not yet, the Help Club for Moms Facebook group. It's such a great group. You can post for prayer, and everyone is so encouraging in the Lord. It's really amazing to connect with other moms in the world who love Jesus, and we have that in common. And it's so refreshing to get other ideas from moms, and it's really amazing. So I encourage you to do that. So let's close out in prayer, my friend. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for this time together to be able to minister to like-minded moms who have a heart for you. And sometimes we may be lost. Sometimes we may be on the right path. Wherever we are in our walk with you, Father, we ask that you would protect us. Send us your wisdom and your knowledge and your compassion so that we may be filled with your Holy Spirit, and that we may be able to help direct the lives of our families. If we keep our eyes on you, Father, we know that we are on the right path. Lord, help us to have a softened heart towards you. Help our families. Help us to be in prayer for our children and our spouses continually through every single day, Lord. Help us to always be encouraging. Let our words to our families be like sweet honey, and let them be backed up by your words of sweet honey that come from the Bible, your truth. Help us to stay grounded in you. Help us to keep our eyes on you and our focus on you, and our ministry as a mother will follow. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your dear son who was given to us and was brutally, brutally beaten and killed. And Father, it's just so amazingly terrifying to think of what he went through, but we thank you for him and his blood and his life, and we thank you that you love us, and it is in Jesus' mighty name that we ask all these things. Amen. Please know that we are in prayer for you and your families always here at Help Club for Moms. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.